Welcome to Roots and Hustle, the podcast where African youth stop hustling blind and start building legacy. I'm your host once more, Waka, an engineer, entrepreneur, husband, father, and most importantly, a believer in Africa's future. Every week, we have real conversations about money, mindset, manhood, and womanhood. We also showcase the tools we need to break the cycles of poverty and build generational wealth. If you're ready to stop running in circles and start building something that lasts, then you're in the right place. This is more than a podcast. It's a movement. It's Roots and Hustle. Let me start with a question. Who guided you? Think about it. Who taught you about money? Who showed you how to build a business? Who explained what real manhood or womanhood looks like? Who gave you the roadmap to life? For too many of us, the answer is no one. We had parents who loved us, but were too busy surviving to teach us how to thrive. We had teachers who drilled us on exams, but never taught us about life. We had elders who gave us advice, but not guidance. And that absence has left scars. Because when a generation grows up without mentors, we spend half our lives making avoidable mistakes. We waste years chasing the wrong hustle, trusting the wrong people, and learning lessons the hard way. In the Gambia, across Africa, and even in the diaspora, mentorship is missing. And without mentorship, potential dies. This episode is about fixing that. We're going to break down why mentorship matters, why its absence is costing us a generation, and how we can build mentorship systems that guide our youth into leadership, ownership, and legacy. Because listen, a mentor doesn't just save you time. A mentor saves you from destruction. And right now, our generation can't afford any more wasted potential. Let's be clear. Mentorship is not a luxury. It is survival. A mentor is someone who sees further than you because they've already walked the path you're just starting. They don't just tell you what to do. They help you avoid the traps, the delays, and the scares that come with walking blind. Mentorship saves time. In Africa, we waste years repeating the same mistakes our parents and our older siblings made, simply because nobody took the time to guide us. Imagine if every young entrepreneur had a mentor to say, don't take that loan. It'll trap you. Don't waste 3 years in that course. It won't lead to anything. Don't chase quick money. Here's a better plan. How much faster would we grow? Mentorship multiplies potential. Talent alone is not enough. Africa is full of brilliant singers, coders, engineers, and farmers. But without mentorship, their talent dies early. A mentor takes your raw gifts and help you sharpen it into something more powerful. Without that sharpening, potential becomes wasted energy. Mentorship protects identity. When you don't have mentors, you copy strangers, you copy celebrities, you copy friends who don't know better. You copy trends that don't last. But when you have mentors, they ground you. They show you who you are, where you're going, and why you must stay the course. Mentorship builds leadership. Every strong leader in history had a mentor. Nobody rises alone. Leadership isn't just talent. It's learned behavior passed down through guidance. But here's the tragedy. In Africa, mentorship is disappearing. We have elders, yes, but too many are locked in their own struggles, or they hoard knowledge instead of passing it down. Some even see young people as competition instead of legacy. That has left a vacuum, a generation growing up without guidance, trying to figure everything out on their own. And when you try to build alone, you waste time, you waste resources, and sometimes you waste your life. Mentorship matters because without it, we stay stuck. However, with it, we leap forward. Let's talk about what happens when mentorship goes missing, because the price we're paying for the silence is bigger than we realize. First, it's a waste of time. Without mentors, we move in circles. A young man spends 10 years chasing dead ends hustles. A young woman wastes her best years in jobs that don't build her. We repeat the same mistakes generation after generation, thinking we're figuring it out, when in reality, we're walking blindfolded. A mentor could have saved you 5 years with one conversation. But because there was no one to guide you, you learned everything the hard way, through pain, through debt, and failure. And the second thing is the lost potential. The absence of mentorship kills potential early. Thousands of talented Gambian youth, artists, engineers, farmers, coders, their dreams die because no one shows them how to scale, manage, or protect their work. It's not lack of talent. It's lack of transfer. Knowledge that should flow from one generation to the next keeps dying with the elders who carry it. And third, the wrong direction. When there's no mentor, anyone can become your teacher. That's how social media becomes the new university. That's how fraudsters and fake gurus fill the gap. When young people don't have trusted voices to look up to, they start following the loudest ones. They chase clout instead of skill. They confuse attention for success. They build platforms instead of purpose. That's not development. That's distraction. And fourth, we get the emotional burnout. Trying to figure life out alone drains you. You doubt yourself. You lose motivation. A mentor doesn't just teach. They encourage. They remind you that progress takes time. Without that emotional backbone, too many give up before their breakthrough comes. And the fifth is community collapse. When every young person grows up without mentorship, the social fabric breaks down. No accountability, no passing of wisdom, and no shared vision. You can see it today. Our community is full of disconnected individuals, each trying to survive on their own. But no generation has ever built legacy that way. The cost of missing mentorship is generational confusion. It's why we keep starting over. Every decade, new youth rise up with energy and ideas. But because nobody handed them the blueprint, they rebuild from scratch. And by the time they figure it out, they're too old to pass it down. That's the cycle keeping Africa behind. Mentorship isn't a favor. It's responsibility. When mentorship dies, progress dies with it. Let's be real. Mentorship didn't disappear by accident. It was neglected, devalued, and replaced by ego and distraction. The survival trap. When people are stuck surviving, they don't have time to guide others. Our elders were busy keeping families alive, not building systems. The knowledge gap. Colonialism broke the chain of wisdom. Our grandparents had skills and trades, but none of it was documented or passed on. Schools replaced real mentorship with memorization. The ego problem. Too many people who make it don't reach back. They see youth as competition instead of continuation. Ego kills legacy. The silence of elders. Some feel ignored, others feel outdated. But silence is deadly. If they don't speak, the streets will, and the streets are loud. The distraction of social media. We replace mentorship with followers, guidance with highlights, wisdom with clout, which creates the lack of systems. Mentorship happens by chance, not by design. We need formal structures that connect youth to experience schools, mosques, churches, companies, communities. The diaspora disconnect. Thousands of Gambians abroad have knowledge our youth need, but no bridge connects them. We can fix that. Mentorship doesn't require proximity, only intention. Mentorship is dying because we stopped treating knowledge as sacred. But what's dying can be revived. It starts with one decision. I will not leave this world without transferring what I've learned. We can rebuild mentorship if we start now. Let's see how we can redefine mentorship. It's not about status. It's about experience. If you've learned something, teach it. Normalize sharing knowledge. Stop hoarding wisdom. Teaching someone doesn't threaten your success. It multiplies it. Build it into our institutions. Schools, companies, and communities must embed mentorship programs. Mentorship shouldn't depend on luck. It should be policy. We should figure out a way to reward mentors. We celebrate success but ignore those who create it. Our heroes should not only be the ones who made it, but the ones who made others. Young people, listen. Elders, speak. When innovation meets wisdom, growth happens. We need to use technology to scale mentorship. Apps, online platforms, even AI. These tools can connect mentors and mentees across the continent. We need to create community networks. Start locally. Mentorships, Saturdays, youth circles, success groups. Build from the ground up. We need to lead by example. If you've made it out, pull someone else. If you're in your 30s, mentor your 20s. If you're in your 20s, mentor your teens. Each generation must pull the next. Mentorship isn't complicated. It's commitment. If every skilled African mentored one person, this continent would transform in 10 years. Mentorship is how legacy survives. Every generation that fails to mentor forces the next to start from zero. Legacy doesn't survive through talk. It survives through teaching. Every nation that wins, wins through mentorship. When you mentor, you don't just help one person. You trigger a ripple effect. The man you teach to save today teaches his son tomorrow. The woman you guide to start a business today will employ 5 others in 5 years. That's how nations rise, one ripple at a time. Mentorship transfers vision, not just skill. Imagine if every Gambian professional mentored 2 people a year. In 5 years, we'd have tens of thousands of guided minds. That's how you shift a nation. Mentorship creates immorality. Your body dies, but your wisdom lives through the lives you touch. That's why we don't chase quick success here. We chase legacy. Because if your success dies with you, it was never success. Africa doesn't need more saviors. It needs more mentors, men and women willing to guide, not just shine. Wealth without mentorship fades, but mentorship turns wealth into wisdom and wisdom into legacy. All right, family, let's bring this home. We've talked about mentorship, not as luxury, but as duty. When you refuse to mentor, you're not ignoring a person. You're cutting off a generation. So here's your challenge of the week. Find one person to pour into, be it a cousin, a student, a coworker. Ask them what they're trying to build and guide them. Seek one mentor for yourself. Find someone wiser and humble yourself enough to learn. Share what you know. Either post it, teach it, write it, record it. Don't let your lessons die with you. Because every time you mentor someone, you become part of their success story. And every time you find a mentor, you accelerate your own. We are the bridge between the generations. If we don't build it, no one will. Let's make mentorship normal again. Let's make guidance cool again. Let's make building together the new African culture. This is Roots and Hustle. We don't just hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We hustle for mastery. We hustle for legacy. Until next week, stay rooted, keep hustling, and remember, someone out there is waiting for your guidance. Don't make them wait forever.